Good evening. My name is Alexandria Plus. I will be interviewing my amazing mother named Judith Dennis. We are currently in the dining room right now. It is 10:30 p.m. May 14th. Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So tell me, Jill, how's your day going today?
My day's going okay. I had a long day at work, but came home, got a little bit of rest, and I feel much better.
Okay. Can we get started with the interview now?
Sure.
So tell me, what are your parents like?
Honestly, I don't know. I was born in Haiti. I was sick. I was sent to America to get better. I was adopted. And I have not really seen my parents since I left Haiti. My father died a couple years ago. And I really don't know much about them.
Would you like to see them sometime? Anytime?
I would like to go visit Haiti. Because I do have brothers and sisters down there. So I would like to get to know that part of my heritage. So one day I will.
All right. Where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in South Florida, so Miami. And my childhood was very strict. The Haitian culture is very strict culture, so I really couldn't do much. I couldn't go outside. I couldn't talk on the phone much. I couldn't go on dates, hang out and do all of that. It was always books, cleaning up the house, studying. That's what girls were expected to do, just learn the skills to take care of a home. So I did a lot of reading, writing. So that's how I got to escape, by reading my books.
If you could go back to relive your teenager years, would you?
I grew up in an abusive household. So I ran away at 17. So would I go back to my teen years? Not really. If I could go back to a period, it would be my college years. So I can go back and do a little better.
Has your life been different? And would you imagine as... Let me ask that question. Has your life been different? What would you imagine your teenage years being like? How would you imagine it being better and stuff like that?
Okay, since from what I described, okay, that's a good follow-up question. If my life was different, I would hope that my teenage years were more, I would have a little bit more freedom. I would be able to do things normal teenagers my age were doing, hanging out, going out, having friends, speaking on the phone. But honestly, I don't regret it because it has made me who I am today. I was a stellar student, so I am thankful for that. So, and honestly, I wouldn't change it too much.
All right. Did you go to school, and what school did you go to?
When I came to the country, I didn't speak English, so I remember I went to, my elementary school was Hialeah Elementary. It was a mostly Spanish school, but I was a quick learner. I did learn English in about 3 months. It took me about 3 months to learn English.
Wow.
So, I went to high elementary, then, which was Spanish school. Then I went to a Thomas Jefferson Middle School, which was a predominantly black school. And then my high school, you know, my parents, aunt and uncle who adopted me, they wanted me to get, you know, a different atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So they went ahead and had me bused out to Miami Beach Senior High School, which was a Jewish high school. So, which was a different experience, but I loved that school. I excelled at that school. I was student government president, modern cup president. I was homecoming queen. I was everything there. Straight A student, top percent of my school. So, yeah, that's what my schooling years was like.
What would I like to ask? How are your friends? Like, were they good friends or were they like...
No, I had amazing friends. I had great friends. I was very popular. I was it. No. I was a smart girl, you know, pretty girl, the one who's always involved in everything. So, no, I had wonderful friends, but I kept a small circle. But everyone knew me, and I would always stick up for anyone who was ever being picked on or bullied, because I didn't like that. You never know what someone's going through in life. That's my motto, and you don't want to be the one to push them off the edge. So I've had that ever since I was in school growing up. So my friends were amazing, and we were very, very close. Even to this day, we're very close.
In high school, have you ever had a job?
I remember my senior year of high school, I tried to work at a telemarketing company where I was selling keys that would open cars, but we only sell them to like the police departments, fire departments, and all that stuff. And then I also did work at a department store, but that was over the summer after I graduated high school. So, yeah.
What did you do with the money you earned?
The money I earned from that job, I didn't make any money from that telemarketing job. I remember my first sale on that, I'm like, yeah, I made it. I probably got like $3. But the department store job, I used that money to buy my stuff for when I was getting ready to come up for college.
Okay. Did you have a nickname? What was it and how did you get it? Does anyone call you by that name?
I had two nicknames. I won't tell you what one of them was. But my main one I've had ever since I was in elementary school was always Smiley. Because I was always smiling, and they always had a pretty smile. So it's Smiley, and it's S-M-I-L-E-E. So that's what they used to call me. I don't know. No one else has called me that in years. And I don't think many people, of course no one up here knows that, but probably my old friends, if I bump into them when I go down to Miami, they'll be like, hey, Smiley. So, yeah.
Did you like that name?
I did, yeah.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
I've had several teachers that impacted my life. In elementary, I had Miss Owens. She basically took me in, helped me learn English, helped me excel. She was amazing. So thank you, Miss Owens. Middle school, I had Miss Amelia Scott. She was one of my favorite teachers. She believed in me, pushed me, helped me get to a lot of places. But she passed away a couple years ago. Mr. Angelos, I was a peer counselor in middle school, and we worked with the disabled kids at that school. So he too took me under his wing and helped me. And, you know, that's where I learned to work with the disabled population. And I actually ended up winning a top award when I got to high school, because I kept on with that project. And I won a Silver Knight Award for that, for leadership and all that stuff. So Mr. Angelos, Miss Laverne. In high school, let's see, Miss Thomas was amazing. Mr. Thomas, her husband worked at my middle school, so I got the recommendation. When I got to high school, you know, he let her know what kind of student I was, so that my reputation followed me. Always remember that you only have one reputation, and it will always follow you. So make sure you do good. But yeah, those were a couple of my teachers. They were amazing. And I'll tell you, if it wasn't for my teachers, I would not have made it. I'll tell you a story. Even in college, I went to FSU. Mm-hmm. And I know Miss Gator.
Me, yes.
No. if you get the UF, okay. But it's FSU. But at FSU, I studied social work, and I had some amazing teachers there. I ended up getting pregnant in college with you. And I remember sometimes I didn't have babysitters to watch you, and they would let me take you to class. So they would actually be holding you in class, or you'd be by me in class rocking or sitting on my lap. And if you start crying, they'd take you, or I'd, you know, go outside. And I remember I had teachers who let me come to their house to let me catch up on work or complete a test or something. So I had some amazing teachers. I got great counselors, Mr. McGuire. He pushed me and made sure I got everything I needed. Ms. Blakely, who helped me with financial aid. Ms. Brannon from high school took me in after I ran away. So I've had some amazing, amazing teachers in my life, and hopefully, I know I'm getting older now, but I hope they know it, and I hope to be able to repay them one day.
Even now, do you still see them?
Yeah, I saw Mr. Angelos, my middle school teacher, when I was talking about. I saw him last year. He came up to Tallahassee because he has property up here. And I met him, and we had a nice conversation. He lives in Louisiana, so, you know, he says anytime I go down there, you know, catch up with him. Who else? A couple others, you know, I see on Facebook, and I just say, you know, hello here and there. But that's about it.
What were your most vivid memories at school?
I loved school because school was my escape from my home life. So I loved going to school. I didn't want to be home. I wanted to be out. That's where I got to be with friends. That's where I got to excel. That's where I got pushed. And that's where I was, you know, thinking, and I got to be creative. So, that school was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Wow. Amazing. Oh, one more question. As a child, were you in school? Like, were you active? Were you, what kind of sports did you play?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so good follow-up question. I was not very athletic. I tried, honey. I really did. I remember elementary, I remember I used to try to play some sports, and a bee bit me. So, no. Middle school, I tried to run track. I tried softball. I even tried to do the color guard flagette things, and the flag would hit me in the head. Oh, my God. I even tried auditioning college, and just following after a friend of mine. It didn't work out, honey. So sports-wise, I like sports, but can't say I'm great at it.
Were they fun experiences?
Oh, yeah, they were always fun. You know, it's all about learning. So learning, it was always fun.
Well, thank you, Mom.
You're welcome.
For this interview.
You're welcome, honey.
I love you.
I love you, too. All right.
Thank you. This concludes this interview from between me and my mother, April 14th. Thank you and goodbye.
May 14th. 2019.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.